I just want you to know that even though the Packers aren't number one on this list, they're number one in here. Also, screw the Patriots. Crossy Posse Packer Nation. Welcome to Osoda Packcast, the podcast where we're not a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I'm your host, Tom Grossi. And today what we are doing is taking a look after week five, taking a look at the top five in the NFL. Now, obviously, the Browns and 49ers are playing this evening, so you might be like, Tom, what about those teams? They could make your top five. No, the 49ers could win 150 to nothing and they still wouldn't make my top five. Not that I don't believe in them, it's just that I don't believe in them at all. Before we get started with the rankings, I want to do a big shout out and thank you to author Mark Beach, who wrote The People's Team and sent me an advanced copy, which comes out this week. This is a 400-page narrative detailing the entire history of the Green Bay Packers. It has freaking fan testimonies in it, it's got newspaper clippings in it, and it's got a whole lot of pictures, and the words aren't too big that I can't understand it, and it's got this big sexy son of a gun in it. So if you are a Packers fan, I highly recommend this amazing, beautiful book. It really is well written, and it's told in a narrative. It's not like a regular nonfiction that's just like kind of like jumping all over. It's like it's almost read as like a fictional novel, but I highly recommend it. And a big shout out to Mark Beach for sending me an advanced copy of that, because now I can pretend I know Packers trivia. So let's get to it. Before we get with the list, let's do the honorable mentions. Those two did not make the list, but I thought about adding them to it. The Panthers, who have fired back after starting 0-2 with Cam Newton. They have fired back because of Christian McCaffrey. It's really just because of Christian McCaffrey. But yeah, they were close. I would put them in my top 10, but not my top 5. It's the same thing with the Texans. Deshaun Watson had a hell of a day, but they're also losing to really, really competitive teams. And the Eagles, listen, I think the Eagles also deserve some credit because they've turned their season around a bit. Obviously, playing against a terrible Jets team yesterday, but you know, they did beat the Packers, and so for that, they're rising in the ranks. But let's start off with our number five, and that is the Seattle freaking fracking Seahawks at 4-1, and I hate the Seahawks with a burning passion of 1,000 suns. But even with all of my hatred, like the core of the earth just constantly burning, I have to admit, on Thursday night, holy crap, man, Russell Wilson was incredible. He was doing things, and he was dancing, and he was throwing. That man, I was seriously impressed by what I was seeing. Knocking off the Rams by a point. A game they probably should have lost if the Rams make that field goal. If Zuerlein makes the field goal, they obviously lose that game, and the Rams are now on a 2-game losing streak after getting beaten by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last week and then beaten this week. So they've been dropping. But I feel like the Seahawks are one of those teams, and they definitely reminded the rest of the NFC on Thursday that is a dangerous team, and no one wants to go to Seattle in January. So for week five, their gameplay was so impressive. The defense still needs some work that I'm gonna give it to them here, and they're gonna get the number five spot. Then moving on to number four, and that is where my Green Bay Packers lie. Now, some of you may be surprised and be like, Tom, number four? That's so low. And I will respond, hey, shh, it's okay, it's all right. Because we beat the Cowboys, that's all that matters, they're not even in the top five anymore. So the Green Bay Packers have played a pretty darn tough schedule, obviously playing two divisional opponents, beating them back-to-back, and then beating the Broncos, who got their first win yesterday, yay, losing to the Eagles, but then rebounding and have a great game against the Cowboys. Almost got let back into the game, but the defense was able to keep them out. Aaron Rodgers looked efficient. He came out with a quote saying, I don't really care about stats anymore, I just want to win, which is just such a beautiful thing and what you want to see. But the question marks that were there on the defense regarding the run defense. Myself, and I know many other Packer fans, were like, oh God, Ezekiel Elliott is going to run all over us. And to hold him to under 75 yards rushing was absolutely incredible. Dak Prescott threw almost 500 yards against us, but we had three interceptions. And, you know, I think that we continue to show that we're contenders. Out of the five teams that we've played thus far, we've beaten three of them that have winning records. So right now, the Packers, for me, are doing pretty good, and we're still not even firing on all cylinders. Darnell Savage obviously got hurt, but it seemed just to be a tweak. And we didn't even have Davante Adams. We didn't have Jamal Williams. So, you know, I feel like there's so much more potential for this team, and sitting at 4-1 is a beautiful place to be. Then moving on to number three. Well, the good times are over in Kansas City, at least for a week. The Kansas City Chiefs, who are 4-1, oh man, the Colts. And you know what? I had a really good feeling that the Colts were going to give them a really hard time, because the Colts are one of those teams that is actually like a pretty solid organization. I know everyone, including myself, were like, well, without Andrew Luck, they're pretty much done. But Jacoby Brissett has done a nice job. Mac had a great game yesterday. A dominant defense kept Patrick Mahomes in check, as well as some questionable play calling from the Chiefs. But also the run game just kept Patrick Mahomes off of the field. And so for the Chiefs, why they're sitting at number three and just ahead of the Packers is because that team is still, I think, one of the best teams in football. I think they are definitely a top three team. Their defense does have some really big question marks, but one of the reasons why they're still ranked above the Packers is similar to the Packers. They had a bunch of people out. They had their starting left tackle out. They had their starting left guard out. And they also were missing Sammy Watkins and also missing Tyreek Hill. So, like, they had a lot of weapons out, and they still almost beat the Colts. So, obviously, Kansas City fans are a little down on themselves this week, but they'll bounce back. Number two, and this is, oof, if you would have said this was the case after he went down, I wouldn't have believed you. Number two for me is the New Orleans Saints, sitting at 4-1. Without Drew Brees, they have beat the Seahawks, the Cowboys, and the Buccaneers, who are not going gently into that good night. And I think it's just a testament to the depth that that team has. You know, you have Alvin Kamara, who will put the team on his shoulders one day and run all over defenses. Teddy Bridgewater having the best game of his career yesterday, with Michael Thomas lighting it up with the offense. And they were able to get it done. So I think also that defense, they played pretty damn well against the Buccaneers. They had two interceptions that got called back because of penalties. But as they showed last week, holding Dallas to 10 points and holding Zeke, I think, again, that this Saints team has the depth to go pretty damn far, and I'd put them up there right now against pretty much any team. And when they get Drew Brees back, hot damn, it's going to be even scarier. And then, of course, number one. You can turn the video off now. You know who it's going to be. Oh, God. Well, the only undefeated team besides the San Francisco 49ers, who don't really count. I'm sorry, 49ers. It's just, I don't believe it. It's the New England Patriots. Yeah, they took care of business again against the Redskins. They have a walk in the park for a schedule. They're playing the Giants next, followed by the Jets. So they'll probably go 7-0. And they don't really get some competition until, like, late October. I think the Ravens are in there. And the Ravens' defense has not been looking good, as they almost lost to the Steelers yesterday. But, you know, they're dominating these teams, and I don't think it's like a Cowboys situation where they're doing well for the first 3 weeks and then they're going to fall apart when they play competition. The Patriots are a damn good football team right now, and they definitely deserve the number one spot. I'm just so tired of seeing them there. And with the Chiefs locked down yesterday with a dominant defense, I am concerned that if it's the AFC Championship game again, we're just going to see the same result again. Shudder. But let me know what you think down in the comments below about this list. We got the Patriots at number one, Saints at number two, Chiefs at number three, Packers at number four, and Seahawks at number five. So ending week five, that's what we got. You can always find me at TomGrassyComedy.com or at TomGrassyComedy on social media, see down below. Check out podcasts on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, and of course YouTube. And a big shout and thank you all the Patreon members over at Patreon.com/TomGrassyComedy. I'm going to try to get another video out today. It's going to be a little bit of a different video, but I'm going to try to do that. But worst case scenario, I'll see you tomorrow for the week five recap. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grassy, and as always, go Pack go.